I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Let's be straight. That is, let's be clear. There's a constant effort to change definitions to suit the desires of one group or another. When that happens, the use of a prior word might be considered by some to be not only dated or out of step, but downright disrespectful or to some bigoted. The term for black Americans has evolved over the years, and most recently from the 1960s term black to the Reverend Jesse Jackson being one of the first to present the African-American handle. The accepted term for those of a homosexual orientation was deemed to be gay. There should be no real concern to anyone that some of these so-called handles change from time to time. Some of these changes are a bit put on and a bit strange. Take the latest effort by the political left wing to change the identification of Latinos as Latinx. Go figure. But during the Senate Judiciary hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, the judge used the term sexual preference. Well, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono, no beacon of brains, slammed Barrett for saying she would not discriminate on the basis of sexual preference. So the judge, when she becomes an associate justice of the Supreme Court, will not discriminate. But that wasn't good enough. The Hawaiian Democrat, perhaps one of the least qualified in the U.S. Senate, lectures perhaps one of the most brilliant people who could serve on the highest court of the land. Hirono said, quote, "Sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term. It is used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest that sexual orientation is a choice. It is not. Sexual orientation is a key part of a person's identity." End of quote. She was not only upset that Barrett used that term, but that Barrett used the term not once, but twice. You used the term sexual preference to describe those in the LGBTQ community. Cory Booker, one of the three most dramatic members of the Senate, Klobuchar and Harris being the other two, brought it up again, and he had such a pained look on his face. He is the perfect Spartacus. So what was the upshot from the interchange between Hirono and the judge? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary changed its definition of sexual preference to include the word offensive. Now, prior to Tuesday, the fifth definition listed for preference referred to orientation, as in sexual preference. But as of Wednesday, the fifth definition for preference included the word offensive when used to describe sexual orientation. So the establishment was there to immediately back up this new world woke definition. It's being said there was only a 30-minute lapse, between the Hirono judge exchange and the reorienting of the definition. Now, to be sure, there are people who are born with an orientation toward their own sex. In this day and age, it is now against the law to discriminate against someone who has this orientation. Before you get blown out of sight, the definition to be oriented is to be positioned in a direction relative to something or someplace else. It is not a slur. Yes, there are people born with an attraction to their own sex the way most people are born with an attraction to the opposite sex. And to be sure, there are people who might be born with an attraction to both who might make a choice at some point to orient one way or another. Hirono concluded, quote, "The LGBTQ community should be rightly concerned whether you would uphold their constitutional right to marry," end of quote. Hirono worked very hard to scare the gay community and just about everyone else. What should scare the hell out of every American is the attempt to change definitions that align with evolving radical political views. Go along with the program or get off the ship, right? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.